Under a state assembly bill introduced last week, Wisconsin high schools would be allowed to hold gun education classes and teach students how to handle various kinds of firearms. We'll get two takes on this legislation and welcome your questions and reactions during the hour. Good morning, I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network. We'll welcome your questions and views for both of our guest lawmakers, one who supports the idea and another who does not. First, Republican State Representative Joel Clayfish will discuss what the proposal would and would not do and why he says it's worthwhile. Then after 6:30, Democratic State Representative Sandy Pope explains why she says it's inappropriate to introduce guns to students. What do you think? What questions do you have? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to ideas@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Our first guest is Joel Clayfish, a Republican state representative from Oconomowoc and the chair of the Assembly Natural Resources and Sporting Heritage Committee. He is a co-sponsor of the bill to allow guns education in Wisconsin high schools. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy.
Thank you very much for being with us. The lead sponsor of this bill is Ken Skoronski of Franklin. He was unable to join us, and he said, though, that he thought you could do a pretty good job explaining it. We'll get into the details in just a bit. But first, why should Wisconsin high schools have this option to teach gun education?
Well, first off, trap shooting and sporting clay shooting in high school is one of the fastest growing sports for boys and girls, and that involves a shotgun shooting at sporting clays that are launched, and it's an extremely fantastic way for kids to get off the couch and get away from the video games and participate in something that's very real, very exciting, and under certain circumstances where firearm education is considered very safe. It's a real tangible thing that you go outside to participate in, and Wisconsin's got such a fantastic heritage in the great outdoors. This is one way for kids to become active who may not be good at other sports or interested in other sports. This is a way for them to get involved in something that is a team effort, yet takes individual concentration, hand-eye coordination, and it's just fun.
Yeah, the state's Scholastic Clay Target Program featured more than 1,400 members from 62 teams in the state championship last winter. It's a pretty big sport.
It's huge and it's growing. And for many kids, this is a potential scholarship opportunity for colleges and universities. And why shouldn't kids who have an interest in this be able, under certain circumstances, very safe circumstances, to learn about firearm safety? You know, obviously, firearms, long guns, shotguns, and handguns are something that can be used for a very negative thing, and that's completely unfortunate and sad. But the reality of it is that firearms are created to be used for entertainment and, in many cases, bringing food from the field or from the woods to the table. So this bill allows for DPI to come up with a curriculum, and the beauty of it is we're not forcing it down anybody's throat. School districts may choose to allow this curriculum to be taught as an elective. So, again, it's not something that is forced on any of the students. The school boards may choose whether they think it's right for their school district and the schools for that matter. So this is just an opportunity at education about something that is definitely legal and constitutional, but we want to make sure that the opportunities are there for it to be done safely. And firearm education in the schools under our bill is going to allow the teaching of that. We are not allowing any live ammunition or live rounds in the classroom, only the firearms that are going to be taught about. And for those students who are maybe interested or who maybe don't fit into the typical sports category or other extracurriculars. This gives them an opportunity to be part of something. Mm-hmm. And I don't see under any circumstances, although Sandy Pope is a very good friend of mine across the aisle, and we work very well together, I don't see how anybody could oppose this. This is nothing that is being mandated to be taught in every classroom or by every school district. This is just an opportunity. And if we can give an educational opportunity to kids who might find a niche for themselves, I mean, what is better than that? Yeah. Our education system in Wisconsin and our sporting heritage in this state and our heritage of the great outdoors are so strong. This is just a positive any way you look at it.
Well, why not just teach kids how to clay target shoot with the rifles that are used for that rather than wide-ranging guns to rifles and everything else?
Well, I think that the clay target shooting with shotguns, actually not rifles, with shotguns, mm-hmm. is something that is a fantastic potential opportunity. But we're also seeing long gun competitions and handgun competitions. For example, the Olympics. And Wisconsin has a strong history of sending our young people and in many cases older folks to the Olympics to participate in these sports. These are sports that are sanctioned by worldwide organizations, including the U.S. Olympics. And why limit it to what a student may be interested in? As long as firearms, whether they be rifles, shotguns, or handguns, are used in safe fashion and understood, you take some of the mystery of it away and you focus on the reasons that these mechanical devices are used for positive, not for negative. And there's no harm in somebody understanding the way to utilize something safely and effectively versus, the negative aspects of the reasons firearms are used.
So according to the bill, the Department of Public Instruction would work with either the DNR, a law enforcement agency, or an organization that specializes in firearm safety to come up with the course curriculum. What do you envision a typical class looking like?
Well, that's part of the beauty of the bill. We don't have specifics for our class. We allow a lot of breath and leeway for the Department of Public Instruction. The bill is co-sponsored by Democrats and Republicans. Senator Lena Taylor, who's also a good friend of mine, is a co-author in the Senate, and she's been very involved in sporting heritage in the state. In fact, I took her son with her on his first hunt of his lifetime, and he harvested a turkey under the mentorship program in the state of Wisconsin. And you couldn't wipe the smile off this kid's face. It was so fantastic. And she understands the positive role that firearms can play in a child's life and in the life of someone who utilizes that for positive. And one of her messages was that firearms can be used as a positive and not a negative. And I think that as long as we focus on that and concentrate on the fact that that's what guns are supposed to be used for, we're just creating an opportunity. Now, if this was a mandate, we'd be having a different conversation, but it's not. It's going to be up to the individual school districts who believe that this is something that can be positive for their students, who have the 4-H clubs and the sporting heritage clubs, and if they want to have rifle accuracy clubs. It's an exciting sport, and when you take the mystery away from it and the negative away from it and you teach the positives of it, you're empowering kids to be able to do something that maybe fits a niche that they don't fit into in high school. And I think, as a public school substitute teacher myself, anytime you can take some of those kids who may not fit into another category and give them a reason to get off the couch, it's nothing but a positive.
So we have just a minute before a news break, and then we'll have more time after that. But would students be shooting guns on school grounds?
No. As it stands, you can't shoot guns on school grounds. We have very specific laws in the state of Wisconsin as to where firearms can be handled and where hunting can take place within the realm of closeness or proximity to schools, and that would not be the case. The trap clubs very often right now operate at local trap facilities, which are, you know, hundreds throughout the state. This does not change any of the regulations or safety or security we hold so dear as it relates to our public schools.
We are talking with Joel Clayfish, a Republican state representative from Oconomowoc, chair of the Assembly Natural Resources and Sporting Heritage Committee, co-sponsor of a bill that would allow gun education in Wisconsin high schools. What questions do you have about this newly introduced proposal? Do you like this idea or not? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to ideas@wpr.org. We'll check news from NPR and Wisconsin Public Radio, and then we'll be back. This is the Ideas Network. You're listening to the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Curdine. We are talking about a new bill in the Assembly that would allow Wisconsin high schools to offer gun education classes and teach students how to handle various kinds of firearms, from handguns to rifles. We are talking with a supporter of this legislation in this first half hour of the program. Coming up after 6:30, we will talk with someone who doesn't think it's necessary. Our first guest is Representative Joel Clayfish. He is a Republican state representative from Oconomowoc and chair of the Assembly Natural Resources and Sporting Heritage Committee, co-sponsor of this bill that would allow gun education in Wisconsin high schools. Carrie on Facebook says, "This is an excellent idea. I have been saying this for years. Firearm education should be required. People that know about firearms respect firearms." Well, what do you say to that, Representative Clayfish? He says, "Require it."
Well, I don't know that we're at that stage, and we don't necessarily need a mandate. I think that our local school boards in the state of Wisconsin are doing an extremely great job, and it's up to them if they believe that this fits. I think firearm education in the classroom is a great thing for everybody. Make no bones about it. The more you understand about how firearms work, the more respect you have for the firearm, which obviously is something that should be highly respected. But at this stage of the game, that's one of the nice things about this bill. We're not shoving it down anybody's throat. We're giving school districts and schools an opportunity to teach children in what is a vastly booming area of interest and sporting heritage from the state and history of the state of Wisconsin, and an area where kids can, like I've said before, get off the couch, away from the video games, into the great outdoors and learn something and be part of something that's exciting and real and tangible.
Well, the Onalaska School District Superintendent told the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel that while he believes in hunter safety and gun education, this course would be, he says, an unfunded and unnecessary requirement, that there would be no time to offer it unless something else is dropped. Again, he may not have realized that this would be an option, an elective, and not a mandate. But what about the funding for something like this? Where does that come from?
Well, that's why it's up to the school. This year in the state budget, we are going to see a budget that gives more state dollars to public education than we've seen in recent history. And what we're saying to schools is that they have an opportunity to consider this in the classroom as an elective. Again, we're not forcing even the students to take it if it's offered. This would be an elective course that a student or a student with his parents could say, this is something we're interested in. Girls and women are the fastest growing group of new hunters in the state of Wisconsin. And we're giving, them an opportunity to become more involved in it as well. It's so exciting to see the young girls and the women who are getting into the shooting sports. And why shouldn't we, as a state with a heritage of hunting and even Olympic participation in the shooting sport, foster that? I think this is great.
Our next guest, Democratic State Representative Sandy Pope, noted that handguns are not used in hunting or trap shooting, which is partly why she's opposed to this idea. So is she right about that?
Well, like I said, Sandy and I are very good friends, but she's not exactly accurate about that. First of all, handguns are allowed in the state of Wisconsin for hunting, with a minimum barrel length requirement. Handguns are very often used in the taking of game throughout the state of Wisconsin. But beyond that, not just in hunting, the shooting sports, which involve rifles and handguns, are growing throughout the state and throughout the country. And those are also things that are used competitively. So we don't see a reason to limit it. And if a handgun, make no mistake, it's very clear that a handgun or a rifle for that matter or a shotgun for that matter can be used for extremely evil intent. There's no doubt about it. But the more knowledge we proliferate of handguns and rifles, the better off we are to make sure that they're used safely by those who intend to use them for good. So there's no harm in understanding the safety features and the features of any potential firearm.
Yeah, Representative Pope also told the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, I think we are all aware of the proliferation of death and injury because of the accessibility of guns in our society. I don't see a reason to introduce guns to students in school. What do you say to that?
Well, the reason to have the opportunity for the introduction is to get those kids who may not have a specific niche that fits their life in the traditional sports or traditional extracurricular activities. So to say to a child, there may not be a need, that may be a fact. There may not be a need. But our public education and our heritage in the state of Wisconsin is such that we foster the development of all the students. You know, the saying, every kid deserves a great school. And if for that child, getting interested in the shooting sports is something important to them where they're going to be able to be a part of something, and maybe they're not necessarily involved in extracurriculars, there's no reason we shouldn't allow the opportunity to foster that.
Todd in New Berlin is with us. Hi, Todd.
I just really wanted to quickly say that I think this is awesome. I just want to thank Joel for this. I wish they would have had it when I was in school. As far back as grade school, riding the bus to school, my friends that hunted would be talking about their guns in a way that I had no idea what they were talking about. I'm in my 50s now and just started sporting clays, and I'm telling you, this would have made such a difference for me. And he's right. The kids that used to talk about hunting on the bus were kids that didn't do traditional sports, and this would have just really opened their hearts and minds to school in a different way. So hats off to you, Joel. I think this is awesome.
You want to react?
Well, I sincerely appreciate that. And, you know, those who know me and work with me in the legislature know that I'm not a closed-minded individual. I'm very willing to say I'm wrong when I'm wrong. What I see here is an opportunity, not a mandate. We're not forcing this on anybody. And some of the kids who I've taken hunting for the very first time in their lives, or who've handled a firearm for the very first time in their lives, when you take away the mystery and the possibility and perception that this is something evil and give them an opportunity for something positive, it's a good thing.
Yeah. What about, those who would say, fine, if you want to get involved in these sports or hunting, do this outside of school. What would be wrong with that?
I don't think there's anything wrong with that whatsoever, but personally, I didn't use firearms until very much later in my life. I didn't even really start hunting till about 10 years ago. I didn't have a father who was heavily involved in hunting or taught me about firearms or how to use them. I would have loved an opportunity to learn about it sooner. When I did learn about it, I realized, holy cow, here's something exciting, fun, and frankly, worthwhile that can bring food from the field, an organic source of food from the field to the table that I didn't know about. It opened a whole new area of my life, something extremely exciting for me. Now, about 6+ years ago, I stopped drinking. And this was something, firearm shooting, sporting clays, and hunting was something that I focused and concentrated on in my life with my children. That is a very worthwhile thing, and you better darn well not be drinking while you do it. So it was something that fit in my life very well. And I'm blessed to have it and blessed to be able to get out there in the field and understand firearms and use them safely. I only wish there was something like this when I was in school. I wasn't in the traditional sports. I was in the plays and in choir. But I would have maybe, who knows, loved the opportunity to be part of something in the shooting sports that was not available to me.
We have just 30 seconds. How confident are you that this legislation will pass?
I'm very confident. I think that the way that this bill is written is very similar to a bill that passed in Michigan, which was passed on a bipartisan way in Michigan. I'm very confident that we will see positive understanding about what this bill offers and the opportunities it offers for students and their parents. And I'm fairly certain we'll see it on the governor's desk, and I'm also fairly certain the governor will sign it.
Thank you so much for being with us. Joel Clayfish is a Republican state representative from Oconomowoc and chair of the Assembly Natural Resources and Sporting Heritage Committee. He is co-sponsor of this bill that would allow gun education in Wisconsin high schools. Now we will get another perspective, and we'll continue to take your questions and views at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to ideas@wpr.org. Our next guest is Sandy Pope, a Democratic state representative from Mount Horeb and ranking Democrat on the Assembly Education Committee, which is debating the gun education proposal. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Joy.
I'm glad that you could join us. Now, Representative Clayfish says that he knows you, respects you, that you're, you know, friends across the aisle, but you're wrong about this. why do you say that this proposal is inappropriate, that it's inappropriate to introduce guns to students?
Well, first of all, I have to object to legitimizing the youth and elevating a comfort level with firearms, especially in the shadow of a current bill which has been proposed that would eliminate the need for anyone to even have a license to carry a weapon. And then secondly, I think there are so many unanswered questions that this bill poses. The authors have not addressed many crucial aspects about the bill. It's probably not necessarily bad in that it allows school districts to choose whether or not to offer it as an elective, but this bill is clearly not well thought out in that it leaves so many questions unanswered. Things like, for example, couldn't we better spend our resources on more academic subjects that would help with college admission or employment? Less than 30% of the districts in the state now offer driver's ed for credit, and that would seem like a more important skill. Physical education has dropped off with childhood obesity being what it is right now. Wouldn't physical education classes help develop lifelong involvement into activities such as swimming and golf, tennis, dance, gymnastics? Environmental education isn't getting the attention it should, and considering how fragile the environment is with the human impact on climate, wouldn't that make a more beneficial impact?
Well, in fact, I think Linda in Madison has some thoughts along those lines. Hi, Linda.
Yeah, so Annie Oakley was discovered because her shooting ability was from having to help feed her family and spent a lot of her life in the public eye promoting gun use for women. I, however, think if you're going to have that in the education budget, then you better have equal access to music and the arts and phy-ed and sex ed, all those other things that young people need when they leave the public schools and are out on their own.
So what's your response to that, Representative?
Well, I would agree. We could add like financial literacy, other things that would be more useful to students as they leave high school.
Yeah. Stacy on Facebook says, I would much rather children without a niche be offered power tools, musical instruments, computers, or art supplies rather than guns. That's what Representative Clayfish was saying, though, is that they're kids who aren't involved in extracurriculars might really enjoy this trap shooting sport or learning more about gun safety for hunting, and that this would be a positive for them. What do you say to that?
Well, the bigger picture, in 2014, suicide and homicide were the second leading cause of death for kids aged 15 to 19. Making them more familiar and comfortable with guns doesn't make much sense to me. Do we really need to introduce more weapons to these kids? And if you stop and remember Sandy Hook, the image of that young man going through a school, mowing down innocent little kindergartners and first graders is never going to be erased from our collective memory. Even though they say that live ammunition won't be allowed in the school, what's to stop a teenager from putting ammunition in his pocket or backpack or purse? And then you've got guns in the school and ammunition both. So, again, these are some of the unanswered questions that this bill poses that really bother me.
Tim in Green Bay is with us. Hello, Tim.
Good morning. So, thanks. This is a nice subject to bring up here. And just my kind of thoughts on this is back in the late 70s, early 80s, when I was in high school here in Wisconsin, we had hunter safety in the school. And we did not have the gun violence. We had the familiarity that you're speaking of for how to safely handle a gun, how to respect a gun, and how to not be afraid of it, actually know how to operate it properly so you don't have all the accidental shootings. And then when I brought my son through hunter safety, although it wasn't in school, it was amazing how many family members were taking hunter safety classes, not to hunt, but for the same reason, yes. So that they would have the respect and the familiarity and be able to handle a gun safely and know that you don't point a gun at something that you're not going to kill and those sorts of things.
So you're for this proposal,
I guess I'm just saying that it kind of leans opposite of what your guest is saying here.
All right, I'm going to jump in because we have just a minute before a news break. So Tim says he did learn hunter safety in high school, and people weren't having all sorts of problems with gun safety issues there, given it was 30, 40 years ago, though.
Well, that is a misconception about this bill. The word hunter safety, the words hunter safety are not mentioned in it. It has nothing to do with hunter safety. It's all about learning about guns. All kinds of guns, and hunter safety is not part of this bill. That's a completely separate idea, a separate notion.
We will check news from NPR and Wisconsin Public Radio, and then we'll continue talking with Sandy Pope, a Democratic state representative from Mount Horeb, ranking Democrat on the Assembly Education Committee, which is debating this, guns education proposal. What do you think? What questions do you have? Should high schools be given the option to offer gun education courses in school? More after the news. You're listening to the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. We are talking about an assembly proposal that would allow Wisconsin high schools to hold gun education classes and teach students how to handle various kinds of firearms, from handguns to rifles. We spoke in our first half hour with a supporter of this idea, State Representative Joel Clayfish. And now we are talking with a critic of this proposal, Democratic State Representative Sandy Pope. And we wonder what you think, what questions you have at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to ideas@WPR.org. Schools wouldn't have to offer this course. Students wouldn't be forced to take it. It would not be mandatory by any means. Apparently, the bill says that the Department of Public Instruction would work with the DNR or another law enforcement agency or organization that specializes in firearm safety to come up with the course curriculum. And the supporters say that this would be a good thing for students who want to learn about the shooting sports, like clay target shooting. What do you think? Again, 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to ideas@WPR.org. Our guest, Representative Sandy Pope, says that it is inappropriate to introduce guns to students in school. Cindy in Green Bay is with us. Hi, Cindy.
Hi. I have two concerns. One concern is we're cutting so much in our education now. Why would we add something that is a leisure activity? And my second concern is, who's really sponsoring this bill? Is it Joel Clayfish or the NRA? Because if you look at Joel Clayfish's contributors, the NRA is one of his biggest. So I really wonder who's really behind this bill, and I believe it's the NRA.
Do you have similar concerns, Representative Pope?
No, I really don't, other than my original comment was that it just makes me uncomfortable that we are trying to make guns such a mainstream part of life for everyone, and introducing gun safety in school just seems to do that. A gun means something completely different to a student in an urban setting like Milwaukee or Racine than it does to a student in rural Wisconsin, you know, where hunting is part of everyday life. This isn't about hunting. This is about gun safety. I'm also trying to imagine how you're going to fill an entire semester for credit on gun safety. I mean, really, how much is there to learn when a 12-year-old can get a hunter safety course and learn how to, quote, safely handle a gun in 10 hours? So what's the rest of the semester going to be about? I'm also concerned that we aren't requiring a licensed teacher for this particular four-credit class. In fact, the bill says that there's no requirement that an adult with proof of training provide the instruction. That kind of person has to supervise the instructor, which opens the door for all kinds of questions about, you know, how safe is this really, and who's providing the grade. You know, grades matter when it comes to college admission and transcripts. So, you know, there's a lot of questions that I just really think need to be answered before this goes forward.
Yeah. And I'll point out that the lead author of the bill is State Representative Ken Skowronski of Franklin. He was unable to join us today, but Representative Joel Clayfish is a co-sponsor of the legislation, and he was able to join us. Liz in southeastern Wisconsin is with us. Hi, Liz.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to make a few comments that may seem in opposition to each other, but I am not a hunter and I do not own a gun. But when I was much younger, my uncle, who is a hunter, I come from a family of hunters, taught me how to shoot. And through teaching me how to shoot, I learned a healthy respect for the gun as a weapon, as household security, as just being able to handle it. And I think that that healthy respect for it from learning about it would be beneficial for a lot of kids. I think the teenagers that are using guns against each other, or even adults or anyone, don't really understand that what they're doing. I mean, they're using it maliciously, and that's not really what a gun is. A gun is not malicious. The people are. But I agree that it shouldn't be taught in school, but parents would probably benefit from taking their kids to a shooting range if that was the route that they wanted to take instead. And there was an earlier comment about teenagers having live ammunition and a gun meant that they could just go in and start shooting. But I wanted to make the comment that those kids that are going into schools and shooting children and using weapons against each other, those documented cases are all kids that had a history, a well-documented history of mental illness. So the Columbine kids and all of them, they had a history of mental illness, and the gun was just something that they used. It was a tool for them.
Well, yeah. So actually, we have somebody who says, how would this proposed legislation screen out emotionally and psychologically challenged students? So,
and it wouldn't. But those people that mean to do harm will find a way to get a weapon and use it against people just because in this country it's available. But teaching most people to just have a healthy respect for a gun would probably be beneficial.
Right. So Liz is saying she thinks it's beneficial, but she also says it doesn't have to be done in school. She thinks that parents can have their kids do this outside of school, Representative Pope.
I absolutely agree. As I said, as she pointed out, there's no way to determine whether a student is mentally capable of handling a gun. And then when we put guns in the school, and who's to stop them from bringing ammunition in, there's the potential for some big disaster there.
Kyle in Muskego wants to challenge that. Hi, Kyle.
Hi. I actually wanted to comment on what she just said about the bringing ammunition to school, to these classes, and using that ammunition and the guns provided. The odds of the kid being able to, one, get a hold of the ammunition, two, make sure, bring the right ammunition for the gun that they'll be handling that day, and to be able to load that ammunition into a gun while being supervised by an instructor, it's just a whole bunch of things have to go wrong for that to happen. It would be easier for a child to bring an already loaded gun they got from home, which they probably have if they're getting the ammunition in the first place, because a child can't just go to a store and get ammunition.
Right. So he thinks that's an unrealistic argument, Representative Pope.
Well, as long as it's not my child in that classroom with guns and kids maybe sneaking in ammunition, you know, what is the guarantee? This is just really not well thought out. Why introduce more risk than already exists?
Steve in La Crosse is with us. Hi, Steve.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for taking my call. I guess my concern hearing this is my experience growing up anyway. Who doesn't have access to gun safety already? I mean, the smallest town in Wisconsin, if you have 100 people, you probably have a bi-monthly gun safety class available to everyone. I just don't see where the need is here, other than I'm sure the NRA would love for the representatives that work for them to help them draft more gun customers. I don't see how you could see any other possible goal in this other than to create more gun customers.
All right. But I will ask specifically, let's say, putting the gun safety issue aside for now, what about this specific argument from supporters of this bill that students could get involved in the Scholastic Clay Target program and be involved in this in this sport, maybe get a scholarship to go on to college, go to the Olympics, and that this is a healthy outdoor activity, get the kids off the couch and playing the video games, and that would be a big focus of this gun education program, Representative Pope.
Well, okay, let's just say that that's true. Where does it stop? What other special interests have sporting interests that they want to promote? Competitive rodeo, snowmobile racing, archery. How do we make room for everybody's special interest to that degree, that we make it for credit toward graduation and find space for it in the curriculum and ask the DPI to produce, you know, curriculum instructions for this? I just don't think this is necessary. I don't think it's well thought out. I think it's risky. There's just no way I can support this bill.
James on Facebook says, children are curious about firearms. They see them used by the entertainment media, where they are shown terrible examples for gun safety. A class would remove the mystery of a gun and normalize it as a tool. Just as driver's education is needed, firearm safety teaches respect for a tool that carries deadly consequences for its misuse. I guess that we only have a minute to go. A final response to that. And do you think that this bill is going to pass the state legislature?
Let's talk about driver's ed. As I said before, 30% of the districts now offer it for credit. There's plenty of room to offer driver's ed in more schools, and that would seem like a skill that would be more important for lifelong, as a lifelong skill than learning how to handle a gun. Do I see this bill passing? The Republicans have control over the governor's office, the assembly, and the Senate. There isn't any bill they can't pass if they don't want to, so I don't know. Chances are pretty good if they want it to pass, it will pass.
Thank you for joining us. Sandy Pope, Democratic State Representative from Mount Horeb, ranking Democrat on the Assembly Education Committee, which is going to be debating this gun education proposal. Thank you to Bill Martins and to Nyasia Ellison for producing the program. This is the Ideas Network.